You're listening to SBS News.
The Yard is a dance performance with an anti-bullying message that's touring Australian schools.
During my time in high school, I was being bullied for being Asian and also being slightly overweight, and it made me feel insecure. There were times where I didn't want to go to school and I was afraid.
One of the group's dancers, Libby Montilla, was among the thousands of Australian school students who've experienced bullying.
There are times where I wanted to be white. Even though I love the colour of my skin now, during that time, I didn't want to be Asian.
Sadly, some, like Libby Montilla, go on to become bullies themselves.
So it would just be teasing other students just to make me feel good. It really didn't make me feel good. It made me feel horrible inside.
An Australia-wide study found a quarter of students report being bullied at school and the impacts can be severe. Professor Caroline Hunt is the head of the University of Sydney's Clinical Psychology Unit.
Children get more anxious, they get depressed, they don't want to go to school, they feel socially isolated, and in some extreme cases they may even self-harm or commit suicide.
Fellow dancer David Mafisa says he struggled to fit in at a new school as a 12-year-old migrant.
When I came from Mauritius, you know, English is not my first language, so communicating was very hard for me.
The fact that he now has a role in the Yard shows persistence pays off.
I look different, I move different, but yet I got rejected once, but I was resilient.
Libby Montilla agrees and says dance has given him so much in life and he wants to share that with others.
There are kids that are like, oh, I'm too shy, I want to dance, but I'm just too shy. I'm like, you just got to give it a try, man. Like, you're young, if you love it, then go for it, you know? Like, no one's going to stop you. It's only you that's going to stop you. And yeah, it just feels good giving back to kids, seeing that, you know, you can do something that you love to do. And if you love it and you have the passion for it, you can go beyond from what you love.
Surveys of 40,000 students who watched the Yard performances found that most who admit to bullying say they wouldn't do it again. Sean Parker is the artistic director of Sean Parker & Company, who created the Yard.
Bullying, unfortunately, is a little bit of part of human nature. It's very primal, very tribal. It's, you know, nature, nurture, all of those things colliding. So I think for me, my stance on it is in an evolving society, we always try to teach our children about the importance of self, but also the importance of others around you, because you have to work together, whether you're at school or in the workplace.
Mr. Parker has his own experience of bullying.
Growing up in Woodrill was absolutely incredible. I loved it, being in a country town. However, I must admit, because I was creative, I did some singing, I was a boy soprano, I did the school plays. When I was 13, I took up some dance, ballet. Being a young male, you weren't allowed to show any creativity whatsoever. So it felt like some of the other kids were trying to stamp it out of you or to bash it out of you. So I unfortunately had to, you know, there was a few moments where I did absolutely get bullied. I did show resilience, like I sort of fought back a little bit, but it was the way of survival.
Sean Parker says as the Yard travels around the country, it's changing Australia and the culture one school at a time.
So far, we've actually performed to over 40,000 kids over the last 9 years, which has been incredible. So the Yard's really going national.
Alan Lee, SBS News.